distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the part.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going to go back to Wisconsin, the Rittenhouse trial. Before we do that, we are going to go to something more recent. More recent, the horrible murders at the Christmas parade in Waukesha a week ago. Man just rammed his SUV down the parade route. Killed 6 people so far, including children, grandmothers, one elderly gentleman with one of the grandmothers watching the parade. One of the headlines over the weekend, you've probably seen it, was the GOP goes after Chisholm on $1,000 bail. Okay, the GOP goes after Chisholm on $1,000 bail. Let's unpack that and get to the bottom of all this. The Republican Party will do anything to attack anybody associated with Milwaukee, Madison, or Dane County. Anything. John Chisholm, I know John Chisholm. I've known him personally for a long time. I know his son, his wife. They're wonderful people. John Chisholm, in my view, is one of the best DAs in the country. He's ramrod straight, unnegotiable integrity, former Army officer, transparent. What you see is what you get. No fear or favor. You could not invent a better DA if you were writing a book. You couldn't invent a better DA. Absolutely honest, absolute integrity. So what's this business about the bail? This fellow that did it has been in trouble since 1999. He has something like a 22-year rap sheet. A lot of it's domestic violence. A lot of his violence is directed domestically. And so he was arrested yet again, a couple of weeks before the episode last week. Now, he was set to go to trial. They set a very, very significant bail for him. We have a cash bail system. You come up with the cash or you sit in jail. And back in February, he was supposed to go to trial, but because of the pandemic, the Milwaukee County Circuit Courts were very clogged. Very few people could get into court with their cases. The guy put in a Speedy Trial Act demand. So what happened is Milwaukee ultimately had to release him pending trial on the case, and then he reoffended when he was out. Again, it was a domestic dispute. The rub is that in this case, he was at a gas station and he saw his ex-girlfriend, not a wife, girlfriend, but the mother of his child, and ran into her with his car. And because of the similarity of that as to what he ultimately did against strangers, everybody in retrospect, and everybody would agree, if you had a crystal ball, what you would do. The assistant district attorney who works in that office had said that they would be satisfied with a $1,000 bail for a couple of reasons. John Chisholm, when he was told about this, said that that was wrong. It was inappropriate. It was contrary to his office policy. And he would launch a review and investigation. And that's the kind of guy he is. He didn't stand there and say, well, here's the why they did it or blah, blah. He said, no, they violated office policy. John Chisholm runs a very big office. Some counties who may be listening to this have 2 DAs, 1 DA, 4 DAs, a couple of judges. Milwaukee County has dozens of judges. And Chisholm is, in effect, running a very large law firm. And he sets out policy and he enforces it. And he'll enforce it now. Well, what happened was this assistant DA recommended $1,000, not the judge or the commissioner's fault. And he still sat in jail. $1,000 to a lot of people in Milwaukee and a lot of other places, a lot of money. In any event, somebody came up with the money. When he got out, he was out in Waukesha and committed another domestic violence crime. There was a 911 call and he fled and he came on the parade And he's frankly a sociopath. He's a murderer. And he went down the parade initially trying to avoid people, and he just killed people. There has to be a review in the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, and there will be. One of the best DAs in the country is going to make sure of that. His name is John Chisholm. But I'm tired of the Republican Party, to whom the words unnegotiable integrity are foreign words, whose leadership, whose the heads of them, the people that are making these charges, in their DNA have fraud. And to go after John Chisholm, if they think they're going to replace one of the best DAs in the country with a Republican political hack, pickled in fraud, that ain't happening in Milwaukee County. So bug off. Get out of here. We're very lucky to have John Chisholm. In fact, John Chisholm, in my view, would be a great attorney general. He'd be a great governor. But he's a career prosecutor by the book. There's no one more honest. I'm very, very glad that John Chisholm is our DA in Milwaukee. He will do a review, and this will not happen again. However, I will say this gets to a larger issue. We always get to larger issues on this show. History informs everything. What is the purpose of bail? In my view, the purpose of bail is to make sure the defendant shows up in court and truly dangerous defendants are not out to reoffend while they're waiting for trial. Those two things. And let me tell you something. In Milwaukee, in the inner city, there is nobody that is more adamant about that than people in the inner city. They're the ones against whom these crimes normally are committed. So what do? The federal system is different. In the federal system, they'll look at it and they'll say, what is the risk that you will not show up for trial? And what is the risk that you will commit an act of violence while you're out? And if the risk is high of either of them, you ain't getting out. You ain't getting out. But if the risk is low, we have no interest in housing, feeding, and warehousing people while they wait for trial before they've been convicted. And a lot of these people are no good nicks. A lot of these people have rap sheets. They are not upstanding citizens. I think that it should change in Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin. It used to be you'd have bail bondsmen, and you'd have a $10,000 bail, and the bail bondsman said, we'll put it up, but you have to pay at a fairly high interest rate, and you have to give us some security, like your house mortgage or whatever, if you had one. Then they went to percentages. You got to do 10,000 bail, but you only have to put up 10% or 5%. This is all funny money. It's weird. It's wrong. It's very simple. Is this guy a threat? Keep him in. Is he not going to show up again? Keep him in. But if the threat is low and there is not a significant fear he won't show up, you let him out. And the bail is a recognizance bail himself. He just signs it. That is the way it should be. Here, however, there was inadequate bail. An honest DA admitted that forthrightly and is going to take action within his office as to how this procedure got violated in this case, and ensure that this is the last time it will be violated. But to politicize it, to have the fraudmeisters themselves, the Republicans, use this as a wedge issue to attack is wrong, and it is typical of the Republicans. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.